first, let's go to Antarctica. RNZ science producer who brings us Our Changing World and the Elemental series is in Antarctica for 2 weeks to look at what happens at Scott Base over summer. Scott Base is New Zealand's outpost in the region, and it's right next door to McMurdo Station, the largest US base. Hopefully we can go to Alison now. Hello there.
Kia ora, and hello from the white frozen continent.
Kia ora, Alison. You sound like you're just in the next room. How's the weather today?
The weather today. I was outside just before, and it's minus 24 with the wind chill, and it was just getting cold enough that the hairs in my nostrils were starting to freeze.
What are you wearing?
Lots and lots of clothes. Layers are the way to go down here.
Yeah. How are you sleeping? I understand it's light 24 hours a day at this time of year.
It is light 24 hours a day, but they've got really good shutters on the bunk rooms that you share. It's a bit like being in a big backpackers down here, so you just close the shutters and go to bed, and you just have to make yourself go to bed at 10:30 when it's still broad daylight, and know that if you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, it'll still be broad daylight.
And then you'll just get up when your watch says it's time to get up, huh?
Yeah, just set the alarm. You want to be up by 7 o'clock because that's when breakfast is.
And what, if you miss that, you can't call in for a snack?
Oh, they do have snacks in the kitchen, but, the kitchen, well, in fact, no, it's a bit complicated because the kitchen closes for cleaning. So, if you're not in there by 8 o'clock, then you're actually banned from it for about an hour while the lovely people who keep Scott Base spotless tidy the kitchen.
What are you doing all day down there?
Well, I have to confess that I've only just arrived, so my 2.5-week trip has got rather truncated, and I can tell you about that if you'd like.
Yeah.
So today, I've actually been at an Antarctic field training refresher course, so everyone who comes down here has to learn about being outside and how to pitch a tent, because you might need to pitch a tent in an emergency if you get caught out somewhere, and you need to know how to use the cookers, so if you're caught out accidentally, you can cook yourself up a lovely backcountry dehy meal and at least be warm and comfortable until you can get back to base.
Does it make you nervous?
No, they're wonderfully prepared down here. Like they basically keep saying Antarctica is a place that can and will kill you. So the whole thing about being down here is about safety, and it's about all those things that you need. So there's a whole network of people here who exist to make this place, Scott Base, warm and cosy and make sure there's water and things like that. And then when you go out in the field, they have these field safety people who are mountaineers, basically, who take good care of you. And in the meantime, they've taught you a few things. So, for instance, you can walk along the road from Scott Base to McMurdo, because that's only about 4 kilometres away. But as soon as you go out onto the sea ice, they've gone out and marked the safe routes where it is safe for you to go. So there's lots of lines of small flags flapping in the breeze down here, and those are the routes you can go on, and you don't step off those routes because you don't know whether there'll be a crevasse or a hole in the ice or something, but they've made it a safe place for you to travel.
4 kilometres, it'd be a bit of a workout in those conditions, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd warm up nicely walking over the road. The nice thing is it's over a hill, and what's the nice thing about that is that we can't see McMurdo, because McMurdo is not the most aesthetic Antarctic outpost. It's a bit like an Alaskan mining village or something, so it's pretty big, and it's pretty sprawly and pretty grimy just because the snow's often melted over there. And you pop over the hill and you've got Scott Base, which is these beautiful pale green buildings nestled on the edge of the sea ice next to the pressure ridges, where the sea ice pushes up against the land and it makes these incredible ice sculptures. So we're just looking out across the sea ice and it feels like we're in the middle of nowhere.
How many of you at the New Zealand base?
I think there's about 70, 80 of us here at the moment.
Yeah.
It can take 86 people. There's a few more people due to arrive on the plane today, and that'll make it pretty full, I think.
Is it good fun? Was it a hard yakka?
Oh, no, it's wonderful. It is a very challenging environment, there's no doubt about that, and it's a bit of a mission to get here. Like the flight down here, it's not like a standard domestic flight in New Zealand or even like an international flight. So you get here with the United States Air Force mostly flies down, and they fly these big C-17 or C-17 Globemasters, which are enormous freight planes. So if you've been down to Christchurch, you might see them in the summer sitting out on the runway. And they're so big, you can drive a bulldozer into them or put a shipping container inside, or they even bring the helicopters down here on it. But it's not the most comfortable plane to fly, and they've got webbing seats along the side, and you basically sit there for 5 hours with earmuffs on because it's super noisy. And there's about 120 people on the plane, and there's one toilet, and so you spend a lot of time queuing for the toilet. And you're dressed in all your Antarctic extreme weather clothes because you're going to need that when you get down to the ice. But in the meantime, you're sitting sweating on this plane. So that's probably the hardest part of it. But it also, it's just so exciting knowing where you're going.
This is a bit of a tricky question, but Caitlin, she wanted me to ask. It's a pristine environment, so where does the sewage go?
The sewage, I haven't found the sewage person yet to talk about them, but my understanding is that they treat it, and in the same way, you can turn sewage into drinkable water, basically, so you can really tidy it up before you put it back in the environment.
Okay. Oh, we're not worried about that.
I'll report back to you on that one once I've spoken to the person who looks after that part of the
You haven't been given any special instructions, Alison?
No, there's special instructions for when you leave Scott Base, because you're actually not allowed to go to the toilet anywhere on the continent. So if you leave for a day walk even, they give you a pee bottle, and you're instructed to pee in the pee bottle, and there's a special room at Scott Base called the pee lab where you have to return your urine and, add it to the toilet system and then clean out your pee bottle. And yeah, so there's special toileting systems for when you're camping out in the field.
Okay. What do you have to achieve while you're down there?
Well, I'm down here as part of Antarctica New Zealand's community engagement program. So they bring media like me down. Caitlin came down a few years ago with Catherine Ryan. And we come down and we're sort of the eyes and ears of the public, really. So we're reporting back on, for me particularly, what all the science people are doing, because one of the reasons Scott Base exists is there's lots of people working on amazing science down here. And so they come to Scott Base and they get all set up, and then they get sent out into the field to do their work, wherever that might be. And so I'm going to be visiting a couple of the field programs. I'm meant to be going this afternoon, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go because the clouds are quite low and we can't see a lot out there at the moment. I'm meant to be going to Cape Crozier to the Emperor Penguin Colony to see some scientists who are working out there. So I'll be visiting scientists doing their projects and also chatting to scientists who are passing through Scott Base.
Hey, have a good time. Take care.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess we'll get a couple of our changing worlds with Antarctic themes in the coming months.
You will indeed. I'm looking forward to making those stories for you.
Nice one. Get home safe. Alison Balance, RNZ's science producer, talking to us from Scott Base in Antarctica.